Hey, thanks for saving me a seat. Wow, can you believe our little girl's graduating already? Where did the time go? Shit. We're fucking old, aren't we? Where's Tiffany or Tammy or Taffy or... Tanya, sorry. You didn't. No, I didn't know you guys broke up. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you said it, I didn't. No, we're not together anymore either. Yeah, well, you know. These things happen, I guess. Oh, look! There's our little princess. Oh my god. She looks stunning. Oh, well, she's got your height, that's for sure. Well, thank you. We did good, didn't we? I mean, considering we were... such fucking wrecks as parents. She turned out okay, right? Yeah. I'm fucking proud of her. The shit that we put her through, and look at her. She's top of her class. How does that even happen? No, you're right. It wasn't all bad. Just maybe the end bit. What? No, don't be ridiculous. I never thought I'd actually admit this, but I was just as much at fault as you were. You know, just got under each other's skin, I guess. Maybe we were too young, I don't know. But... we must have done something right. I mean, look what came of all of that. She's waving. Oh my god. She is such a daddy's girl. Does she still have you wrapped around her little finger? I'll bet. Oh, lucky girl. You know, daddy's little girl. I mean, every girl wants to be daddy's little girl. That's what I meant. Well, oh, they're coming off stage. What did she say? Oh, I think she has to go and take pictures with the dean and some of her friends. No, I'm gonna wait. For sure, I thought maybe I'd take her out to dinner. Yeah, sure, we could go together if you don't think that would be too weird. No, I'd like that, actually. I guess we should wait for her. Maybe stand away from the crowd a bit. There's that bench over there by the tree. We could just wait there. Okay. No, it's just weird, I guess. Us sitting together and not screaming at each other. It's kind of nice. We've definitely matured. Look at you. You've got gray in your beard now. No, I'm not calling you an old man. It actually looks... pretty good on you. Distinguished, I guess. Oh, fuck. Look at me, I've got, like, wrinkles and crow's feet. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Fuck yeah. I go to the gym more than ever. I have to try and compete with the Tanyas of the world, you know. Tanya, fuck. Sorry. What do you mean? Yeah, you always were a smooth talker. Thank you. I appreciate the sentiment, but I know there's no competing with that. Really? Well, that's very flattering. God, I can't believe you're making me blush. Shit. No, I guess that's true. We never had a problem in that department. I am not going to say it. You're bad. You haven't changed a bit, have you? Oh, I don't want to find out. Fine. We never had any issues in the fucking department. What did you expect me to say? Making love? Fooling around? You know that's not my style. Oh, you have no idea. My mouth's just gotten dirtier as I've gotten older. Did you just moan? Fuck, you can't do that. Because we're divorced and we're at our daughter's graduation. Jesus, are you getting hard? What? I know when you're getting hard. We were married, remember? I'm not gonna feel for myself. Are you kidding me? There's people around. You'd love that, wouldn't you? Well, has been a long time. I did always really love your cock. Well, yes, as a matter of fact, your cock is better than Simon's. And most of my boyfriends, actually, as much as I hate to fucking admit that. Because you get so cocky, look at you. Just puffed out already. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Being proud of your cock. Oh my god, there you go. I knew it wasn't going to take you long to come around to my tits. Actually, I got them lifted a couple years ago, so they're even better than they were when we were last together. Oh, I knew that'd get your attention. You might want to take off your jacket and put it in your lap. Unless, I don't know, maybe you want to attract one of the single moms here today. No, I just, wow. I didn't expect that. No, I just, maybe this isn't such a good idea. Us flirting, you telling me that I'm the one you want to attract. Just seems like a recipe for disaster. What the fuck are you doing? You can't just take my hand and slide it over your cock under your jacket here. Oh my god. Fuck. What? Yeah, I'm not squeezing it. I'm just... forgot what it was like to touch you. You feel good. Don't. No, don't. Don't you dare. You shouldn't do that. I can't do this. Not here, okay? No, I think I want to. That's the crazy part. And I haven't had a fucking thing to drink either. Now I don't drink much anymore. God, we are getting old. Oh, but you don't show any signs of it, do you? You fucking rock hard. I know you like that. I talk about your cock in public. If maybe this wasn't us and we weren't divorced and enemies. If maybe this was a different life, I'd probably whisper in your ear how I want to maybe sneak over there behind that building and just get down on my knees and suck you off. Make you come in my mouth and swallow it like I used to. I could feel the effect that had on you. Your cock just twitched in my hand. Oh, do you still come like a fire hose? Oh, shit. I miss that. What? Fuck off. I was dirtier than all your girlfriends. Kinda like that. I'm not gloating. It's just nice to hear. Maybe there are certain things you miss about me. A lot. Of course, there's lots of things I miss about you, too. One very big one's right in my hand. Well, you did say I was the dirtiest girl you ever dated. Just happened to marry me. Oh, God, what are we doing? No, it's insane. It's wrong. It's just because it feels right. Because you're fucking horny and I'm fine. I'm fucking horny too. Shit. I can't believe I just admitted that. What are you? Of course I'm wearing underwear. It's my daughter's fucking graduation. She... Well, it's a matter of fact. It is a thong. But that's only because if I didn't wear one, you'd see my panty lines in this dress. Well, thank you. I bought it to kind of show up Tanya or Tanya or whatever. Thank you. Then it was worth it. Maybe I did wear these stockings because I remember how much you liked them. Don't you dare! You can't pull at the hem of my dress like that. Oh, you just wanted to see if they had the lace tops. You know they do. Jesus. I swear to God, if you are trying to take your cock out under this jacket right now, behave. Look, I don't know what's happening here, but I kind of like it. I really fucking want you. But I don't want to ruin our daughter's big day. So, how about we go find her? We take some pictures. We maybe all go out to dinner. And somehow we're still insanely horny. And have lost our fucking minds, obviously. Then we'll drop her off and maybe you can come back to my place and, well, show you my stockings? Yes, and the thong. And yes, I'll talk dirty. As long as you let me suck your cock. All fucking night, baby. I've missed that cock. Yes. I fucking missed you too, babe.